a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour. Here we are one more day of some MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, taking you through a mental and emotional workout as we take these steps towards those goals, those plans, short-term plans, long-term plans, intermediate plans, all building up, all compiling to that vision that we've taken the time to think about, our legacy, way down the road, what we want to be known for. That's our overriding mission, our vision for our life, one day at a time. Listening to this Morning Connection podcast is definitely one step in the right direction. You let me do the driving and ask questions, poke and prod into your mental and emotional state. That's what you're here for me to somehow, some way, deliver one distinction, one strategy, one new way of looking at your life and what you're doing to bring that happiness, that fulfillment. However you plan on getting there through achievement, through accomplishment, through a connection. One thing that I understood, I realized, I discovered right after I finished my competitive bodybuilding career, and I talk about that often, how I was so secluded, so focused, so determined to be the very best that I could be. It became my career, my life, my identity, my mission, my vision. Everything was wrapped up in it, and it was so focused in that direction, so how would I say, what I so overwhelmed, so out of balance, at least for a period of time, where other things in life that are important, that, you know, were important to me at the time, I was just willing to make those sacrifices to be imbalanced for a period of time, to somehow, some way, I didn't know necessarily how it was going to happen, but that extreme focus, that dedication, that seclusion was going to piece together my plan, that vision that I have for my life. Was that the most well thought out plan? To put a lot of thought into it. I guess I can always look back, and everything you do can be a 2020 vision when you look back on it. There's always better ways to do it. Here I am right now, piecing together my life, all those things that I want, just like you, one piece of time. There's no sense looking back too much, except for if you're looking for lessons to make this day forward. The point, though, is that extreme focus away from a lot of people. I mean, especially when for the last 10 years, I worked from my home, except for the appearances, very few shows in that time that, you know, I got out of the house, got on an airplane, moved somewhere to a different city, and there I was in an event where I was flown in to be the guest appearance or something like that, but very little contact with the day-to-day outside world. And I was okay with that. That was part of just the plan, that imbalance to get me to wherever I believed I wanted to go at that time. Well, when I was done with that, you know, my next goal was to be in the capacity that I am now, a motivational speaker, peak performance. It was just part of everything I wanted to be, to share the life lessons that I learned, and I learned from other speakers, because I know how important this is. Definitely was important to me. I know it's important to a lot of people when people sit around and they wonder, well, why isn't life going the way that they want it to? I mean, there's certain ways of thinking and doing to make it better. We're all going through this challenge, this journey, this game at our own pace, at our own levels. But the strategies to getting from point A to point B, where you are right now to where you want to go, the strategies are the same. It's how we execute them every single day. Being in control of our mental state and our emotions is such a big part of it. And what I realized when I went out into the seminar speaking world, I just went from basically being at home by myself most of the time, right, with my mind and my thoughts, boom, out where I had to present myself in front of hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, and being a some type of leadership role, assisting motivational speaker, went all over the country. So it was like one extreme to another. Now, my dealing with other people was a lot in theory at the time, not day-to-day dealing with a lot of people. And it was definitely, you know, a big learning experience of now looking at people a whole different way and in this concentrated group of thousands of people in a seminar setting. What I realized was very common for peak performance coaches, motivational speakers, is that people were usually looking to improve one of three areas of their life. And I want you to think about what's most important to you as you're looking to improve your life. There was a financial, there was their relationships, and then there was their physical body. Those are the top three. You know, somewhere sprinkled in throughout was their spirituality. That wasn't really touched on too much because everybody has a different opinion of that, their own spirituality, how they see that, all the different religions and their intensity. And so that was that part of it, which is important to a lot of people. That was usually the fuel or the backbone to get people to work on those three areas. Now, I put them in that order: financial, relationships, and then their physical body, in that particular order. Those were the top three that people were looking for, and those were the three areas that were addressed. And the financial part of it definitely was number one, way, way, way up there for the people who, you know, attended these seminars. And just proportionally, that was number one. Now, if you're a person who is into relationships and connection and you feel that's the most important to you, that's awesome. That's where your top priority lies. Or maybe a lot of people who follow me from the bodybuilding training world, they make physical fitness like number one. They feel as though that's the foundation. If you get that in order, and then all these other things will, your mental state, your emotional state, that will come into line again. So some people feel as though if they had enough money, that would give them the options, the opportunity. It means a lot of things to them, whether it's freedom, status, comfort, security, the ability to provide for other people, contribution. The money just signified what they could do with their lives. It wasn't about the dollar bills or the how many zeros they had in their bank account. It represented the emotions that they wanted, and it all meant different things to other people. So money was always number one because it's so, if you think about it, it's versatile. There's so many things you could apply it to make your life better. Relationship part, that was the second most popular for many people. To some people, I mean, that was by far the number one. When they believed that they had their relationships, their intimate relationships intact, that would definitely be the cornerstone to the rest of their life and that happiness that they really wanted. And then people did a lot of talking about their physical body. They need to get in shape. They need to have more energy. They need to look better. And if they look better, they would feel better. That was always mentioned as number three, but it was a far, 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 far distant third to relationships, right? And I seem to think that's because if you have enough money and if you have enough people who love and care about you, who really cares what you look like, right? I think that was probably the logic that went into that. So in those three things, how you value your financial situation, what does money mean to you? Does it mean security, freedom, comfort, stress-free options for you and your family, the best things in life? I don't know what money means to you, but is that what you're concentrating on? The relationships. Do you have that close connected relationship that you believe is what you want and you need? Do you know how to make that happen in your life? Do you already have it in your life? If you already are married, if you're in a committed relationship and that's something that you believe will make you happy, yet you're in it, but you can't get that level of intimacy that you really want. And so that's something, you know, maybe that's your white whale. Yeah, I'm here, but man, your heart yearns for this closer connection. Maybe it's with other people. Maybe it's with your other family member. Maybe it's with your kids. I don't know what it is for you, these interpersonal relationships. Maybe for you, when you get that area of your life all figured out, that's going to be the cornerstone. That's going to be the catalyst for you to feel better. Feel better. That's what we're all doing this for, to feel happier, right? This life experience. And again, your physical body, if you were to get that in shape, you believe that would be the cornerstone to everything else. What is it for you? What are you focusing on most? What is that one area of life that you are focusing on most? How do you fit into that? And it's important to know where you are right now and exactly what it would take for you to get to where you want to go. Now, again, I know I'm asking you to ask yourself, which one of those three areas are you focusing on most right now? And I do realize that they're probably all important to you to some level, but there's probably one that you're focusing on most. Why is that so important to you? What would it represent to you if you had more money? What would it represent to you if you had that closer connected relationship, whether that's an intimate relationship, getting one, all right, the one that you're in and proving, heightening that level of intimacy, all right? Maybe you want to have, you're a guy and, you know, you're just dating right now. You just want to see what it's like to date a lot of girls, whatever that might be. Maybe it's with your family, the family that you already have, your children. Maybe it's with friends, buddies. I don't know what it is for you, but relationships. Maybe you feel like a fish out of water when it comes to work, whatever. You want to deal better with people, that influence, persuasion, a lot of things that we talk about. Physical body, you know, coming from the world that I came from, that's something that people put a lot of focus on. And just putting it together one day at a time, and they really believe that if they looked, they just got that body, you know, that's their white whale, man, they would just have so much confidence. You know, I have a particular client that I'm working with right now, 25-year-old guy, very sharp, great guy, hardworking in so many areas, very accomplished in so many ways for his 25 years. And, you know, he believes when he loses a certain amount of weight, that is the catalyst for everything else, all these talents, all these skills, all this resume that he's put together, like I said, is quite impressive. When he gets that physical body under control, he has a certain goal weight, then boom, no more excuses, all system goes now, then he's going to really go for it in life, especially his relationships. And, you know, I talked to him right at the beginning. I go, you know, it doesn't have to happen that way, but if you believe that to be true, I want to do everything I can to assist you from getting from point A to point B. And so his is the physical body. Again, what is it for you? Is it financial? Is it relationships? Is it your physical body? And why is it so for you? What will that represent? Right? And then now, and most importantly, you know, and why do we want that? Why do we want to improve our finances and or our relationships and or our physical body? Why is that? When we get those under control, when we improve upon those, it's this battle that we talk about every single day, this game, this challenge that we go through, getting up every single day with our game face on. You know what it's like? You wake up in the morning. It doesn't matter if you had 10 great days in a row. Getting up in the morning and putting it all together, putting your game face on, aligning your thoughts in an organized manner that you're going to be happy and enthusiastic and determined and optimistic that this day is going to be a tremendous opportunity filled with so much potential and great feelings. You know, how good are you at getting your thoughts in that direction? How soon in the morning? It really sets that tone, right? That's what this morning connection is all about. That's why I encourage you to get this downloaded and listen to it at the particular time. So it's your boost. I push and I prod and I help you get from, you know, the blah in the morning, you know, not quite thinking your best as optimistically. And somehow, some way, when you get really good at this, man, you find yourself going, boom, you're right into that better state. All of a sudden, it's just 5 minutes later. And the world just seems so much more beautiful, happier place to live in. You have so much more confidence in yourself and so much energy that today is going to be a great day, where 5 minutes before you just wanted to go back to bed. You didn't even want to face day. How are you going to make that work? That's your mind working. And when you focus on what's most important to you, those finances, those relationships, your physical body, whatever it is to you, that's what you do. You improve that relationship with yourself, your mental state, your emotional state on a hour-to-hour, day-to-day, minute-by-minute basis, right? So my question to you is, not only which one of those areas are you focusing on most, what does that mean to you when you get it under control. But what are the steps that you are taking to improve that area of your life? If you're the type of person to listen to a podcast like this one, I'm sure you're not just sitting back hoping that somebody else is going to take control of something fortunate, some lucky experience, or someone's just going to gift you a great life, right? You're aggressively looking for distinctions and strategies to improve that area. Something within you, you're going to get more knowledge, more drive, more motivation to do more to improve those areas of your life. How do you plan on getting from where you are right now, point A to point B? I feel so fortunate already to be working with my 20-year-old nephew. It's something I mentioned earlier this week. We started on Monday. It's the 17-week journey. It's Ronnie's bigger and bolder journey. And Ronnie is my 20-year-old nephew. And he has 17 weeks before he transfers. We live in Northern California in the San Francisco Bay Area. And he's transferring to the University of Santa Barbara, a great school in a beautiful part of the world, Southern California. He's really excited about it. And he came to me because he really wanted to work on his physical body. You know, he wanted to take advantage, and I'm so glad that he did take control and take advantage of the resources that were so readily available to him. That's this loving uncle who wants to do everything he can to help him because he wanted to improve his physical body for whatever reasons. He believes that when he gets his physical body under control, that's going to be the cornerstone to give him a sense of confidence. And I want you to follow that journey, right? Because whether you're in a work and art or not, I think that you'll get a lot out of it. I'm excited to do it because I'm so excited at this stage of my life about, you know, all the feelings and emotions, how to bring that out and help to bring those out. So if you go to skiplacour.com/journey, skiplacour.com/journey, you can follow this along. You'll see how we piece this together. Again, we started actually on Sunday earlier this week. We started with a goal-setting session. We talked for an hour. I took them through, you know, a coaching process, what I do with many of you out there and those of you who are getting coached by me right now and those who are sitting on the fence ready to make that move now to get in touch with me at skip@skiplacour.com, see if I have some space available for you for that coaching to get on this journey. So we went through this one-hour session. You can see how I got him to really think about the feelings and emotions, the ones that he's going towards and the ones that the challenges that might be getting in his way. And then what would it be like if he got these challenges taken care of? And these are the challenges that he already knows that are in his way, that he's identified that are in his way. And then my job as a coach, and you'll see this over these 17 weeks, is to help him identify the challenges that he may not be aware of, right? That's my job to bring those out because many times as we go on our journeys from point A to point B, there's a lot of challenges that we just don't understand. We don't understand ourselves we're not objective enough to know really how to get there. And when you can find a coach or a mentor who you can trust, who can just in a skilled way, a loving way, a caring way, can make you aware of challenges. You can't overcome challenges that you know aren't there. All right, so we kind of started that out. You can also go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/skiplacour page, facebook.com/skiplacour page, because I'm always posting updates on that whole journey. That if you're into social media, that might be a nice way for you to just stay connected. Because I am committed, another challenge on top of all the other challenges, moving, shaking, moving, working towards my vision, looking for all these ways to piece together. So, you know, it's what I plan on, whatever forms of technology, I don't even know all the different ways how I'm going to help my nephew become bigger and bolder. I named it that way very simply because he wants to work on his physical body. You'll see how that transforms on a 6'1" frame. Physically, you'll see what we do in the gym. Nutrition-wise, you'll see that all fold out over the next 17 weeks. But what I'm really excited about is his man formation. When you listen to The one-hour session, as he identified his goals and the feelings that he wants and the challenges that he believes in, that are in his way, you'll hear this, more confidence. When he has more confidence, he'll be more ready, more able to take on the world and achieve his goals. And that's one thing that he's shooting for, is for more confidence, right? So a man formation is a part that is going to really help him even more than lifting the weights and learning how to do that in his physical body. That mindset, as you know by listening to this podcast, if you're a person who does this religiously every single day, like Carl Hagen. Carl, I saw your post on Facebook yesterday. It's just like your morning coffee. That's what I love to hear, benefiting from it. That's awesome. It's mental exercise, just something to get your day going. And so that's what I'm really excited about, helping Ronnie, right? His 20 years on this planet, I'm helping him as his uncle. And that's first and foremost, his loving uncle, helping him understand things that would take him years and trial and error and pain and suffering to understand, to help him at least be open to those life lessons when they come about, to earmark them so when a life lesson happens, you know, he'll still have to go through his journey, but he'll be able to more quickly identify what the challenge is. I will have already planted the seeds of what the solutions are. He'll try whatever way that he wants, but he'll get to the answer a lot sooner because the whole scenario and all the challenge was pointed out to him a lot earlier in life, right? So then he can concern himself with bigger, more ambitious, more involved problems in life, and these other ones are out of his way sooner or later. And again, you know how it is. When you have one challenge, you knock that down, there's going to be another one and another one and another one. We want to have higher level challenges, the important stuff, right? Not the lower level little things that we continually battle year after year, year after year. Get those settled so we can have more complex problems that when we solve, it takes us to a dramatically higher level in life. So the man formation part is what I'm really excited about. What I'm really excited about for you is, because I'm going to give so much love and care and so much attention to my nephew, I am part of the vision, the mission I have for my life is to help you too. Videos, audio recordings, all the lessons that I learned from him, they're going to be documented in some way, shape, or form over the next 17 weeks. How it all gets formatted, you'll see as we go along, right? I'll share it with you while I'm sharing it with my nephew. It really stimulates a lot of thought, and so much thought, I could probably talk for 3 hours on this podcast just with my interaction with him yesterday that I could share with you, right? So I'm going to have a lot of great material, a lot of things I'm enthusiastic and lovingly sharing with my nephew so that I can share with you too. So yesterday, you know, confidence is a big thing. And you can see it in the way that he carries himself. He has certain beliefs about how to carry himself. And it goes with something I talk about with the Man Formation Program. He's a good man, a fine young man. Very well behaved his entire life, never had any challenge. He's definitely raised well. The thing that may be constricting him a little bit is what that means to be a good person, a good guy, a good little boy, a nice guy. And part of it is, you know, how you're perceived by the world. He may be, which is a challenge for many of us, is to live life by the rules of society. And then adding rules on top of it that you make as rules, you see as rules that keep you in that normality, that respectability, that conformity where you need to be so you're not this rogue person stepping on people and their feelings and emotions and doing things wrong. But sometimes we create more and more rules on top of that, and it gets in our way. They're unnecessary rules. They're merely suggestions for the masses to follow. And the people who are the movers and shakers, who get the highest things in life, he's got a very ambitious goal. You know, after school, he wants to be not just a sportscaster. He wants to be a sportscaster on ESPN. Now, back when, you know, I was like his age, ESPN was really in its infancy. Now there are a whole generation of men just like him who grew up watching Sports Center with their fathers just like he did, and they've set that goal for a long time too. So it's a great goal to have. It's going to really stretch him in so many ways. I'm so glad to help him out. But he's going to have his game face on every single day. Know what he wants, work hard for it, be mentally flexible. All right? And so yesterday the lesson that we talked about is one thing that I did right in that time period, right after that seclusion of being a bodybuilder to get more acclimated to the world, it was suggested to me to join a local Toastmasters International group. Now, if you don't know about Toastmasters, it's all over the world. It's a very structured way about public speaking. Now, when you do it, it's not like, you know, you do these speeches 20 minutes long in front of, you know, hundreds of people. It's in your local town, and sometimes there's only 10 or 15 people in your local meeting, and you do it like once a week. And the most that you do is a three-minute speech. And they teach you in a very structured manner. I encourage everybody, I don't care what you do for a living. There's housewives, and there's doctors, and there's, you know, secretaries, and all kinds of people, because it's such great personal development. And they teach you how to speak and present yourself in very small incremental ways. And, you know, your speeches are 3 minutes long. You get feedback from people. It's just a great thing in so many ways, especially if you want it to be a sportscaster, right? So I suggested to him, you know, hey, I want you to join this. You know, he's got this summer off in these 17 weeks. You know, get as too many as these. I kind of picked one out in our local area about 12 o'clock. It's an hour a week. Great thing. It was a great thing for me, and I did it. I'm telling you the great benefits for me. That's part of the reason why I have the courage and confidence to speak to you today. It really pushed me in the right direction. So here he is, 20 years old, and I suggested that he do that. And I sent him an email, actually, the day before. And anyway, he goes, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And I am going, how committed are you to becoming a sportscaster? Well, you know, I looked at that, and, you know, I'm taking those classes in school. I don't need this little whatever Toastmasters. And so we started off this journey. I said, wait a second. Okay, you're 20 years old. You came to me. You want to get from point A to point B. What do you know at 20 years old on how to get there? And didn't you say that you wanted to get to school and be confident? Why, if you can raise your level of confidence 1 week at a time in your local town with 10 people that you don't know, you will have more confidence on your first day of school. Get that out of the way right now. But even more than me explaining to him, I had to do a check. You know, how much did he really want to improve? Here I am. What, do you think I give suggestions just to give it to him? Right? And so we went to this whole thing. If you watch Karate Kid, right, it was, I say, you do, no question, right? Mr. Miyagi with the Karate Kid. And then he, you know, wax the car, you know, paint the house, whatever. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? In his 20-year-old mind, the Karate Kid, that old crazy old man was telling him to do all these things. That, why? What does this have to do with my vision? What does this have to do with my purpose? It has nothing to do with it. Why are you telling me this, old man? And he said, I say you do, no question. Get this straight right here and right now. Right? You're in pain, Karate Kid. You're getting beat up. You want to become this karate in this upcoming contest to prove yourself, to gain more confidence. Right? I am the expert. I say you do, no question. Your 20-year-old brain, if the Karate Kid was 20-year-old, can't piece together. Doesn't have enough life experience to know how this all fits in. Until when the Karate Kid, if you saw the movie, and this is one of Ronnie's assignments this week, is to watch it. Yeah, so the Karate Kid was so frustrated, and this is the original one. He's so frustrated, and he said, why am I doing this? I just had enough. And then so the master, right, Mr. Miyagi, went, da, 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 da. And then all of a sudden, just a mere reflex, the Karate Kid blocks all these punches and kicks, and that's what, you know, waxing the car and painting the house and all that motion, all that repetition that he thought was so stupid that crazy old man was making him do, he saw where it came into play. His 20-year-old brain, even though he wanted to reach his goal, didn't know how that all played in. It was a good thing that he took the advice of his mentor and did it anyway, even though he didn't. He got mad. He got angry. He thought he was a crazy old man. He thought he knew better at 20 years old. But because he was committed to getting out of pain, having more confidence, he did it anyway, even though he's kicking, clawing, scratching, right? So the very first lesson is, I say you do, no question. Among some other things this week is to watch that movie, right? And so my question to you is, I know you're in pain. I know you're driven to get to that next level from point A to point B. You're coming to get advice. I think by this time, although, you know that you need more, a different way of thinking, maybe more strategies, and you're looking for that. That's why you're listening to this podcast. But what the challenge is for many people, not just my nephew, I can think of many situations myself in the past, is you put yourself in the presence of a mentor. I'm telling you, the key to success is probably a lot different, or at least slightly different, than the way you think it should work. That's why you've never been to that other side. So if you take the time to go to a mentor and he tells you to do these things, you're going to have to take that leap of faith and trust that he knows what he's talking about, at least for a period of time. And when you do what he says, you do it at close to a level 10 of expectation that this is going to take you to the next level, enthusiasm and passion and belief that it's going to work. I say you do, no question, at least for 17 weeks, at least for 6 months. That's the only way that you're really going to get from point A to point B in the shortest period of time. I can tell you there's many things that got me places in my life because I did have that great attitude. I say you do, no question. And there are many things in my life where I was like my nephew, and I said, I can't see that working for me. I wasn't so conscious of it, but that's the way it was. And it's 5 years later. It's 10 years later, and I know exactly what they're talking about. I know exactly what they were talking about because I didn't take it all the way and listen to the mentor that I took so much time, energy to get in front of, to learn from. I didn't use it to the fullest. Now, I wasn't disappointed in my nephew at all because I know the challenge. And I was gentle and direct and loving care. One thing, I have his permission. I asked him, and you can listen about it for a one-hour goal-setting session that was on Sunday. It's posted on skiplacour.com/journey. I said, do I have your permission to be direct to the point, do whatever it takes to get you to where you want to go, even if sometimes I'm not so gentle, it may not seem nice. And you have the faith and trust in me that I'm doing it out of your best interest, right? I'm going to do my best to be nice about it, but I'm not going to worry about that first and foremost. Do I have your permission to do whatever it takes that I feel, whatever it takes to help you get to where you want to go? Or would you rather be nice and gentle, that to be my top priority? Would you rather be effective and efficient with how I help you? Or would you like me to be more gentle and nice? And so he made the commitment. I want you to be effective and efficient and do whatever it takes. So I have his permission to do that. And so this is a lesson we all need to learn. We all want to get from point A to point B in one of those areas of life. We know that we need to take on more information. We need to find mentors who have been there, who can help us, who passionately have been working on it for 25 years, who've learned, they've lived a life, they've run into people that not only their only experience helping other people and watching the best help other people and on and on and on, a world that we've never lived in, and here you are right in front of that person right now. When I tell you to download this podcast at a particular time and get it into your structured day and to listen to it every single day when you feel like it, when you don't, and everything in between, I say you do, no question. You don't have to, all right? But how do you know how to get to the other side? Is it worth taking that leap of faith? When I tell you, when you listen to the podcast, do it when you're moving. To walking that dog, doing some exercise, doing some cardio, doing some jumping jacks. So it sinks in that emotional state that you get that adrenaline flowing. It really works into your nervous system a lot more. When I tell you maybe that if you really want to improve, instead of getting this general motivation, that's so helpful to you every single day. If you really want to get from point A to point B in the shortest period of time, get some individual coaching so all this can be translated with your own fears, your own particular situation, and cut through all the mustard, cut through all the BS, so you can work on your particular challenges from point A to point B. See, I'll tell you this, if we were to use this analogy for my nephew, you know, he really believes that, hey, I want to do whatever it takes. Hey, I really need more confidence to all these things. When I have more confidence, my schoolwork is going to be better. My college experience is going to be better with the guys, my connection with the guys, and my relationships with women and dating. It's going to be so much better with more confidence. And when I have more confidence and I get these great grades at school, that's going to set me up to become this ESPN sportscaster. Yep, it really is. All right, simple assignment. All right, to go to Toastmasters, he's rejecting. No, I got this down. All right, I know you're thinking, well, that's silly of him. God, he gets, you know, people pay you, Skip, to work with him, and it's a kid thing. Oh, my God, why he's blowing this opportunity. You talk to him, hey, I've done Toastmasters. Why isn't he listening to you? All right, it's normal for those people who don't get what they want. It's not so normal. It's counterintuitive. It's the things that successful people do is to resist that feeling that you know what it takes and just to take that leap of faith with somebody you trust and do it anyway. So we can talk about Ronnie, but the thing is, I know I've been through that. If you're honest with yourself, how much has that affected your life? If you're going to get in it, get in 100%. I say you do no question. All right, at least for a period of time. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you, that built that self-confidence? What was that one moment yesterday when you said, man, life is pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize, to really step into that vision of what you really want to experience. For Ronnie, it's don't just, you know, have more confidence about he's in school getting good grades. That's all part of the process. His big dream would be to be that ESPN sportscaster, that big overriding dream, that vision. Because when he has that dream driving him every single day, you know, working out, getting in the gym, eating the right foods, that physical body, learning from Coach Skip in the gym, going to Toastmasters, right, going through that whole process, right, getting the good grades at school, everything piecing together, it's all guided by that overriding dream and that vision. So instead of him visualizing him getting good grades during the first semester, you know, I would have him visualize him being that him being on stage as a sportscaster for ESPN and his family's watching him from New York City. That is such a vivid, exciting dream that you got to step up every single day. It's the grades, the body, the connection, the confidence, that's all going to, because you have to do it every single day because you're so connected to that vision. So what is yours? Take 3 seconds to get more clear, more crisp. You know, by the time the 17 weeks are over and beyond, that's something that Ronnie should do every single day. Man, he should know what color his tie is, what the street address is in New York City at the ESPN studio. Is he sitting on the left or the right? What's his haircut like? Right? What's his little slogan words that he says? All the sportscasters have their own little style. You know, his voice quality, his confidence level, his body language. He should be seeing that more and more clear. And what can you do for your dream and vision? Is what you're doing right now, I know what you're doing right now is, but is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Is leading to those results that you really want? The result has become the ESPN sportscaster. Is what you're doing right now getting you in some way for share or form, getting you closer to it? That's the result. And then, you know, feeling comfortable in the moment, worrying about what people think. You know, that's feeling comfort in the moment. That's a very short-term peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Is what you're doing right now really leading to those results? And again, what are those results? Is it to have this dream, this vision that you want for your life, or is it to feel comfortable in the moment? Right? What is that result that you're after? So many lessons. I could go on and on. Like I said, I had another gigantic lesson. Maybe I'll save that for tomorrow, but maybe I'll have so many more lessons to share with you from this journey. All right, so we'll connect again tomorrow. Have a great day.